This man very rarely, if ever, gets it wrong.
Got it right yesterday.
He was 100% right yesterday. Did we decide on what it was? We'll go with Darren Flindell. Lundberg. We'll ask Ronnie Quinton how to pronounce it. He's on the line. Good morning, Ron. And did Darren Flindell get it right? Is it Ljungberg?
Yeah, it's Ljungberg.
Ljungberg. See, silent G.
You're right, Raymond.
Because I spoke to Ronnie during the week, yeah. Well, gee, he was very good yesterday, Ron. And I guess the first question we have to ask, is he going to the Magic Millions?
No.
Okay. You're staying by that comment yesterday. You just the quick backup, not his go.
Yeah, no, look, we decided, myself and the owners, a couple of weeks ago that we wouldn't worry about it. Ray Gall, the managing owner, said, look, just don't worry about that. Just try and make him a nice horse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thought that maybe rushing him away up there, only running yesterday, would be not in his favour, really. So we think we've probably got a nice horse, and I was very pleasantly surprised with his performance yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought he had a great chance, but I didn't think he'd put him away like that well as he did, you know.
Well, that was going to be my question, Ronnie. You might have thought he could win. Could he win in such a commanding fashion? And has that changed what you think might be in the future for Ljungberg?
I believe that on yesterday's performance, that I think one day he'll end up winning a nice sprint race somewhere.
Mm.
So, that was pretty dominant win yesterday.
It was, yeah. You mentioned yesterday after the race, Ron, you put a lot of work into this horse trying to help him to settle, because early in his career he wanted to over race and do things in a hurry, basically. How have you managed to sort of curb his racing manners?
Yeah, well, first of all, we gelded him.
That'll work.
He was a little bit of a larrikin, but once we gelded him, he'd become a different horse. And then, a lot of patience and riding him work, and also in the barrier trials, we're teaching him to relax and settle and hit the line. And like, his mother was only a 5 furlong horse, and of course a lot of the Iron Invincibles got a tremendous speed, but this guy has got the speed, because he did run there at Canterbury one day, and he sort of basically was up front, and they run the first three in about 33. So they can't, if they run the first three in 33, they're not going to run the last three in 33. So we've taught him to settle, and he settled beautifully. And his last two runs, he's got two really nice rides from the jockeys, albeit a little bit wide. But I don't play as much importance upon that as a lot of people do.
Hey, Ronnie, I'm just thinking that the manner of the win, which we've spoken about, the fact over 1,300 metres, the 3-year-old gelding,
into a
4-year-old. Mm. So if you're looking for spring later this year, would something like the Golden Eagle over 1,400 metres be an option? A long way down the track, obviously.
Exactly. So, no, we'll be weighing up all options and just see and work out in the next week what we do. We give him another run somewhere if we find another suitable race for him somewhere. That could well be an option. And I've got that other horse too as well, that Royal Celebration. He's a horse too that could be heading that way as well.
He's a nice horse. And Ronnie, your former apprentice has kicked on a bit since he was with you, Hugh Bowman.
Yeah, I told him yesterday. I said, mate, that was a steering job. I said, I reckon you ought to be donating your 5% back, you know.
What do you say to that?
Didn't answer.
Funny about that.
But I did take him out to dinner last night. So.
There you go.
I hope he shouted.
No, he left me to do it.
Oh, Ron.
I will say, though, we're bagging poor Huey here, but he gave Chris Barrett, the jockey's valet, a really nice present, Ronnie, yesterday. It was a framed Winx sort of Cox plate with a 4 Cox plates, little miniature Cox plates.
He did it
just for Chrissy's help over the years. So.
Yeah, no, he's been helping him for a long time. So That's very good.
Yeah. Well, so we gave that to Chris, but he made Ronnie pay for Ronnie. Dinner. So I don't know whether you worked that out, Ron. But thoughts on the Kensington track? Oh, there was a bit of controversy around, especially from the Warwick Farm trainers, about running at Kensington. I guess, given the way the horse ran, Ron, you thought it was pretty good.
I think it was a great decision.
Didn't have to go too far.
No,
for
that's right. Nice right. And easy.
I just had to go over the hill, you know, so it was good.
That track should work, though, shouldn't it, Ronnie, in terms of being, if I use the expression, workhorse for Sydney racing? That's what the Kenzo's designed for, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. No doubt about it. And they've designed it to sort of be a track that handles rain and that sort of thing. And, you know, the jockeys sometimes say that they think it might be a touch firm. But and it's also a little bit of a tricky track, too. Like, you've got that... quite abrupt turn into the straight, and it's a little bit hard for the jockeys to read sometimes, because sometimes the leaders skip away around that bend, and then if they have gone too quick, well, then they get cut down. So it's a little bit tricky, and I think it's a little bit hard to fathom out sometimes.
Yeah, they'll learn as they go, though. Hey, Ronnie, look, Lundberg and Royal Celebration, as you mentioned this morning, potentially Golden Eagle horses. He was very impressive yesterday, Lundberg. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ronnie, and best of luck with both horses and the stable in 2019.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ronnie.
There he is. What a gentleman he is of the sport, isn't he? Ronnie Quinton. It's a joy for us every time we have him on the program. So congratulations. He's got a very good horse there. And maybe, just maybe, I know it's a long time away, but a horse that could be putting the hand up for the Golden Eagle. Well done.